I am successful in all I undertake. I am successful in all I undertake. No matter what it is that I do in life, I am successful at it. I am successful at being happy. I am successful at being filled with joy. I am successful in my business undertakings. I am a successful business person, commercial person. I am a successful spiritual person. I am a successful person in all areas of my life. Now, why do I have permission to say that of myself? Why do I have permission to say of myself that I am the ideal person? Why do I have permission to say to myself that I like me? Why do I have permission to say of myself that I am a good person and that everything that I do is successful? Why do I have permission to say that? Well, as I say that, I am that. As I say that, I experience that. As I say that, that is what and who I am. Now, I don't go into an operation, I don't get in my car and say, I don't know how to drive. I don't get in my car and say, I have no idea how this thing works, how it functions. I don't sit down at the dinner table and say, what should I do? How shall I eat? Should I put the food in my mouth? Should I put it in my ear? Should I put it in my eye? What should I do? What should I do? How shall I function? How shall I operate? I am successful in all I undertake. Now, whether I undertake eating, whether I undertake breathing, whether I undertake thinking, whether I undertake ideas of any kind whatsoever, I am successful at it. But I'm successful at it because I go at it with the idea that I know how to do it. I go at it with the idea that all is in divine order. I go at it with the idea that, hey, I can figure this out. And I don't really think I'm figuring it out. I just go at it and do it. And as I go at it and do it, I am doing it wonderfully, easily, perfectly, and all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. Now, if I am being a human being, I am being a successful human being. If I'm being a divine being, oh, I like that one. If I'm being a divine being, then I'm a successful divine being. No, I don't think I'm going to be successful. I don't think I'd like to be successful. I don't think it'd be fun to be successful. I just know it. I just know I am successful because that is my nature. That is who and what I am. That is the ideal me. That is my expectation of myself, from myself, for myself, in anything I do. And this is true of all of us. All of us have the ability to be successful in all we undertake. Now, if we start thinking about it, I am a successful driver, I am a successful driver, and you get in the car and you panically say, I'm a successful driver, you will not be a successful driver. Before you get in the car, you don't say anything, but before you get in the car, you know in your heart, in your soul, in your being, hey, I'm going to go into town, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. And you just go, get in the car and go. You don't say, oh, I'm going to, I am a successful person, I'm a successful driver, I'm successful. You just do it. It's so natural to you. And this is what success is in all of our activities. It's so natural to us. And the more we are able to look at life, the more we are able to look at all the experiences that we have and that we go through every moment of our life, the more we are able to look at it and see it and not judge it from any other point of view except the fact that we just go do it. Now, if you reach in your pocket to take out a handkerchief, you expect that handkerchief to be there because you know you put it there. And you know that you can bring that handkerchief up to your nose, and you know that you can bring that handkerchief to use whatever you want to use it for. Now, it's done. You're successful in it. Now, how are you successful in it? You're successful in it by how you treat yourself. You treat yourself as success, as an absolute success in every undertaking that you have. If ever you do not treat yourself as a success, if ever you doubt yourself, if ever you wish that you were a success, if ever you delight to be a success, if ever you cannot conceive of yourself as being a success, then you're not a success. You are a success only so long as it is your nature to be a success. And then you are successful in everything that you undertake. You are successful in everything that you undertake. And it is very, very important. Now, I have my black cat sitting on my desk here, helping me to prepare to give these talks. And I have today, for the first time, when she was here, lit a candle in front of me. And it's a small candle, only about 3 inches, 2 inches tall. And it's sitting on my desk, and the cat did not see a candle before, apparently. And so she went over and put her nose very close to the candle, and she felt the heat of the candle, and she felt that it was warmer than what she chose to be experiencing. But it still is attractive. That flame is very attractive. And so she goes closer to it and closer to it. And I think, oh dear, she might burn her whisker. She might do this. No. My cat is infinitely intelligent. My cat is infinitely wise. And to be honest about it, she did burn her whisker. She did, and she didn't even realize that it was gone. But I see it all fuzzled up there from being burned. The hair on her on her eyebrow, but it didn't hurt her. But the thing is, she's learning that a light, a fire, a candle, is something to look at and appreciate, but not to get too close to. The dogs love to lie in front of the heater. We put on a little space heater, and they like to lay right next to it. The cats, too. And they just enjoy that heat. And then when they go outside, they're outside in the rain, and they're outside in the snow, and they're outside playing. They're doing everything successful because they just do what comes naturally. If I can train myself to do what comes naturally, if I can train myself to be totally aware of who and what I am and how wonderful it is, then I will consciously know that I'm successful in all I undertake, consciously. Now, this is a very important word for me. I am successful in all I undertake. Now, am I consciously aware of it? Now, do I need to be consciously aware of it? That's another point. Do I need to be consciously aware that I am successful in all that I undertake? Do I need to be consciously aware of that? And the answer is no. No, I don't need to consciously be aware that I know how to breathe. I don't need to consciously be aware of what my lymph glands and functions are doing. I don't need to consciously be aware of the meridians of my body that the acupuncturists love to play games with. I don't need to consciously be aware of that. I don't need to consciously be aware of what medicine does when I put it in my body. I don't need to consciously be aware. All that I need to consciously be aware of is that I am always successful, and I am always happy, and I'm always enjoying myself. Anytime I don't enjoy myself, anytime I'm not happy, what am I doing to myself? I am saying to myself, I am not successful. But if I am successful, if I am happy, if I am enjoying myself, what happens? What happens is that I do everything correct. I do everything right. I am successful in all I undertake. If I am undertaking a business, if I'm undertaking something commercial, I do it correctly. I just intuitively do it. I do it with an inner knowingness in me that knows the right thing to do, exactly the right thing to do, how to do it, and how to enjoy doing it. Now, that's the way I am successful in all I undertake. I am successful in all I undertake by just knowing within me that that's who I am, and I love it, I love it, I love it. And because I love it, I am a happy guy. And because I'm a happy guy, I am enjoying everything I do. I say, I affirm, I know, I am successful in all I undertake. I am successful in all I undertake. I am successful in all I undertake. No matter what it may be, no matter whether I have never thought of it, apparently, before, no matter whether I had never had it as an idea in my consciousness before, I am successful in all I undertake, and I am successful now. I know that. I am that. I say that, and it is who I am. And it's who you are, too. And it's kind of fun. Just know it. Go and do it. You're doing it all the time anyhow. And virtually billions of things that you do. Billions, yes. Mm-hmm. All the cells of your body are operating without your conscious attention to it. All the activities of your body, your bloodstream, everything, you're breathing, you're seeing, you're hearing, you're doing multiple things all at once. And you are absolutely successful at it because you don't give it any attention except to do it. So this day, proclaim with me, I am successful in all I undertake. And go out and be successful in all that you undertake. And undertake everything and anything. And it makes no difference. If you need the wisdom of an Einstein, then you have it. If you need the wisdom of a great writer, you have it. If you need the wisdom of a father or mother, you have it. If you need the wisdom of a child, you have it. And always it is done unto you perfectly. Have a great day being successful in all you undertake. I know I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.